Rapture. It's Mike Wynn. It's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. So let's go.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I've had several requests for something by Duke Ellington. So here's one of my all-time favorites by the maestro. It's entitled Single Petal of a Rose, and it's from his Queen Suite.
We already know it's Ellington's Single Petal of a Rose from the Duke's The Queen Suite. The leader, the guitarist and the introducer, if I can call him that, is Kenny Burrell, and it was recorded live at Catalina's in Hollywood in May 2015. It's a quintet, but that was very obviously just a guitar solo. Burrell is a huge, huge Ellington fan. You may well remember his fantastic LPs of Ellington compos, one from the early 60s and another mid-70s. And for many years now, he's been a professor of jazz studies at UCLA, running, amongst other things, a course on Ellington. Here's a newly released, as in last month's newly released album, of a hitherto unreleased Stan Getz gig.
Thank you.
Stan Getz of the Keystone Corner, San Francisco, May 76. The Keystone's owner, Todd Barkin, recorded most of the big names that appeared at the club between its opening, 1972, and its closing, 1983. Miles, Mingus, Blakey, Cannonball, McCoy Tyner, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, and of course, Stan Getz, whose mid-70s visits to the club resulted in two albums. This one is called Moments in Time, with Joanne Brackeen, piano, Clint Houston, bass, and Billy Hart, drums. Yes, we will feature the second Getz album another week. And that was the Horace Silver combo Peace, as in War And, rather than Of Cake. A vocal version of the Hoagie Carmichael classic Skylark Now.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a-journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you leave me there? The shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? Skylark, Skylark, Skylark.
In my humble opinion, one of the greatest songs ever written. Music by Hoagie Carmichael, lyrics Johnny Mercer, and in fact, the lyrics have improved it quite dramatically. It's here sung by New Yorker Stevie Holland in Brooklyn in Jan 2015. That was Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Randy Ingram piano, Jeff Davis bass, and a string quartet of one violin, two violas, and a cello. Bit late, I know, but April in Paris?
Thank you.
From a December 59 Prestige LP. Yes, of course, the recording engineer was Rudy Van Gelder. The leader is tenorman Benny Goldson in a very slow, gentle, vibrato-laden mood. It's as slow a ballad as he's ever recorded, I'd say. Three of the five songs on the LP are Goldson originals and two standards, Baubles, Bangles and Bede, and this one, the Duke Harburg song, April in Paris, for the 1932 Broadway musical Walk a Little Faster. As well as Goldson on tenor, there's Curtis Fuller trombone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Doug Watkins bass, Arthur Taylor drums. And here's another standard. Thank you. The instantly recognisable Jerome Kern, Dorothy Field standard, Pick Yourself Up, written in 36 for the Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers film Swing Time. You might well remember Barack Obama plagiarised the title somewhat in his inauguration speech. We must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of rebuilding America. 8 years on, the rebuilding is still in progress. Trump will no doubt say, pick yourselves up, hose yourselves down, and we'll make America great again. And so it goes on. And that was one of my fave pianists, although most of his career he's been an accompanist to singers. It's Paul Smith on a Savoy Records LP in March 52. Sam Chieft's bass, and that's spelt as in Chief, with a T and Z at the end. Ira Kotler drums. The LP is called By the Fireside. Yes, we all know the butler did it.
We'll be right back.
It's very, very seldom that we play a drum solo on The Real Enjoyment, and even then it's usually within a larger group where the drummer has an extended solo. Never before have we featured just the drummer. Here's Frank Butler, and it's his own compo, The Butler Did It, and he certainly did. Recorded in Jan 58 in LA, it's bassist Curtis Counts' LP with a great lineup, including pianist Carl Perkins, but that's of no importance to us at all if they all lay out. Well, we didn't hear from Curtis Counts on that number, so here he is on this next one, Bobolob.
Thank you.
That was the Teddy Charles Quintet in Hollywood, August 53. Charles, as usual, on vibes, but playing both the vibes and piano on that song, which was Bobolob 1. And yes, there is a Bobolob 2. They are both Teddy Charles compos, and both are on the CD reissue of the original LP, and both are bonus tracks on the CD. In other words, they weren't on the original LP. I've confused you there. Shorty Rogers, trumpet, Jimmy Jufrey, tenor, the previously AWOL Curtis Counts on bass, and Shelly Mann, drums, all West Coasters. So far this week, we've had a guitar solo, a drum solo, so it must be time for the piano. Cantheon da Cunha del Nino Negro, he pronounced appallingly. Lullaby for a Black Child, recorded June 05 at the Hit Factory, Miami, Florida. This Blue Note album is pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba's first solo outing. I know it was a lullaby, but it was recorded so quietly that I had to turn the dial to max, so I hope it didn't distort. Nuff solos, big band time. Buddy Bregman was an arranger, composer and record producer, and a very successful one, working with Sinatra, Ella, Bing, Louis, Judy Garland, Fred Astaire, Peggy Lee, and was, at the tender age of 25, the head of A&R at Norman Granz's then-new Verve label. He also arranged and conducted Ella's first two songbook albums, the Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart ones, that have become absolute classics. The liner notes on this album call him ubiquitously industrious, and he still found time to make a few LPs in his own name. And of course, he knew all the big jazz names. Outside of an Ellington or Basie band, this is probably the best ever big band lineup. I'll just mention a few of the names from this December 56 recording session. Stan Getz, Ben Webster, Jimmy Giuffre, Bud Shank, Herb Geller, Georgie Auld, and that's just the reeds. Andre Previn alternates with Paul Smith at the piano. This album, Swinging Kicks, is a reworking of his film score, The Wild Party. I must have missed that one. We heard Honey Child. I sincerely hope a certain Italian city springs to mind when you hear this next one.
Thank you.
Pegge from an album called Bella Napoli. It's an odd album. To call it mixed or varied or eclectic would be to downplay the variety. The two leaders on this Feb 2013 New Jersey recorded album are baritone player Gary Simoulian and singer Dominic Chiantese. He's far better known as an actor. He was in The Sopranos and The Godfather Part 2, but I chose an instrumental anyway. These are all traditional songs from the late 19th and early 20th centuries from the Naples area. Perhaps not the obvious starting point for a jazz album. Gary Versace plays the accordion on this song, Martin Vind the mandolin. Both are very different instruments to the ones we know those guys for. Organ and bass, Joe Brent violin, Matt Wilson drums. This isn't jazz, but it's so gorgeous I must play it. It was apparently totally unexpected in the studio, but Dominic Chiantese walked up to the mic at the end of the recording session and just sang Santa Lucia. Enjoy.
It's a song about leaving Naples for America at the beginning of the 20th century. My grandfather came here in 1904.
Partir in noi bastiment per terra sai lontan quando no bordo son napolitan quando ne petramente o golfo già scumbare e a luna mezzo mare no poche nable ce vo morì. Santa Lucia lontana te quando malinguni se giro munesan se var circa fortuna. Ma quando sponda luna, lontane Napoli non sa posta. Santa Lucia tu tienes solo un poco mar, ma più lontano stai, più belle par. Canta una sirena, adesso ancora rezza, ugore vorichezza, si è nato Napoli, ce vo morì. Santa Lucia lontana te, quando malinconì, se giro muno san, se far circa fortuna, ma quando sponda luna, lontane Napoli non sa posta. Santa Lucia lontana te, quando malinconì.
Grazie a tutti.
And a ripple of applause from the other musos for that spontaneous Santa Lucia, sung by Dominic Chiantese as an ad hoc finish to their Feb 2013 recording session. Variety is the spice of, as they say. This next album is called The Real Thing, so we're on solid ground again.
Thank you.
tenor man Eric Alexander is the leader on this Rudy Van Gelder recorded The Real Thing album, recorded April 2015. Van Gelder would have been 90 years old when this was recorded. The man is an absolute genius. He's open nowadays noon to 6 p.m., so this whole album was recorded in that six-hour period. Harold Mayburn on piano, John Webber bass, Joe Farnsworth drums. That was Little Boat. No Ellington this week, I've sadly, stupidly, totally forgotten. Just time, though, for another Buddy Bregman song from that same album we heard earlier, Terror Ride. As ever, huge, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the even more than normal variety this week. And equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.